One of the phrases that the Torah uses in talking about the building of the Mishkan is Lasos b'chol meleches machashonis. Meleches machashonis. And from that, the Gemara in Chagiga, on Daf Yud, the Gemara in Bava Kama, and the Gemara in other places, coins the phrase that Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah, that the only type of melacha that's Osra on Shabbos is Meleches Machsheves. What does that mean, Meleches Machsheves? A purposeful melacha. A productive melacha. That's the kind of melacha that's Osra on Shabbos. But if it's non-purposeful, if it's non-productive, then that melacha is not going to be Osra on Shabbos. There are many, many halachas that are derived from this principle. Obviously, in the short time that we have today, we're not going to go through all of them. But just as an example, melacha she'eina miskayemes, melacha that doesn't last. So that's not considered productive. Not productive enough. If there's no kiyum to the melacha, it's not productive. That's not meleches machsheves. One is not going to be chayav for such a melacha. Melacha she'eina tzricha lagufa. Famous discussion in the Gemara, famous concept in Shabbos, that if you do a melacha, but for a purpose that was not done in the Mishkan, right? For the purpose that was not done. The example given is, let's say someone is mechaba gacheles, right? You extinguish something, you do kibui, but it's not to make a coal. Right? When they did kibui in the Mishkan, it was because they wanted to make coals, because then they could cook better, they could cook the salmon better. So that was the purpose of the Mishkan. But if you do it for a different purpose, that's melacha shenet tzricha legufa. Reb Shimon holds it, that's potter aval asa. That's an isad rabbanan, but it's not chayiv min haktor. There are many other halachas that are derived from this principle. One of the halachas that's also derived from this principle, part, even though it would appear that it applies in Kol HaTorah Kula as well, but it applies a little bit differently in Shabbos. But that principle is called Dovah She'ena Meskavin. That if you're not mechavin for the melacha, then that's not a chiyuv. In fact, when it comes to Shabbos, it might be mutter. Right? Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, have a machlokes with the Dovah She'ena Meskavin as asar, or it's mutter. Reb Shimon, whom we pass can like, holds that Dovah She'ena Meskavin mutter. L'masha, let's say a person drags a bench. Yeah, the bench is light, and you're dragging it on dirt, and the dirt is hard, and, you know, it's not clear, it's not obvious that you're going to make a charitz in the karka, that you're going to make some kind of furrow, some kind of scratch in the karka, which would be like a charisha. Let's say it's karka that you might want to plant on, right? So we would be nichale, you'd be happy with the charitz in the karka. But the situation is such that the bench that you're dragging and the earth that you're dragging it on, you know, the givens of the situation are such that it's not clear that a charitz is going to be made. So that's a dovah she'ena meskavin. If the charitz is made, you weren't mechavin for such a melacha, you didn't know that it was going to happen, you're doing one thing, and something else happens as a result of what you're doing. Reb Shimon would say that that's mutter, that that's okay. But the Gemara has a caveat. The Gemara says Reb Shimon is moda by a psik resha. By a psik resha, that there is going to be chayav. What's a psik resha? Psik resha, cut off the head. What does that mean? So at the time of the Gemara, they had a very interesting type of toy that they would cut off the head of the chicken, and they'd give the head of the chicken to their children. Now, they didn't think of some other toys, board games, and other things that we have. So this is the kind of toy that they had. Right? Well, that's not that they didn't cut off the head of the chicken for that purpose, right? If they were cutting off the head of the chicken, they would give that to the child to play with, right? So the line of the Gemara is psik resha v'lo yamos, what, you're going to cut off the head of the chicken and it's not going to die? It's not going to die? So let's say you would have cut off the head of the chicken just to give it as a toy, but you're not interested in being notal neshama, in killing the child, in killing the chicken. You don't want to kill the child for sure, right? But you're not interested in killing the chicken, right? So Reb Shimon would say that's a dov she'ena meskavin? No, that's a psik resha v'lo yamos. You're going to cut off the head of the chicken and it's not going to die? Of course it's going to die. So in such a case, Reb Shimon would say that you're chayav, because it's understood that this is the effect of your action. What does that mean? Why is the psik resha chayav? It's a big lumdus. It's a big lumdus of discussion. Reb Chanan has a big piece in Ksubas, not for now. But the simple svara is that Reb Shimon holds Dovah She'ena Meskavin is mutter. But if you know that the other pa'ula is going to happen, you know that the chicken is going to die if you cut off the head, it's like you're mechavin to kill the chicken. Even though your ikar kavana might be to use the head of the chicken, but it doesn't matter. You know that the chicken's going to die. But you know the chicken is going to die, so then it's viewed as a dover hamachavin. It's not viewed as a dover she'en miskavin. Okay. Why do I mention this idea? It's that there are many different actions that we are involved with on Shabbos. And the question always is it a psik resha? Is it not a psik resha? Is it a dover hamachavin? Why is this action permissible? if it's something that we know for sure is a psik resh, we know for sure it's going to happen. What do I mean? Let me give you a couple of examples. We know that you're not allowed to open the hot water faucet on Shabbos. Right? You can open the cold water, but you can't open the hot water. And it's very important to keep in mind that if you have a single handle faucet, that it has to be on the side of the cold water. If you have it like a little bit in the middle, you are going to be opening a little bit of the hot water, right? Even if it's not mamish on the side of the hut, it's going to be accomplishing the same thing as opening a hot water faucet. Why can't you open a hot water faucet? The answer is the way that the plumbing in homes is arranged is that the moment that you open the hot water faucet, water flows into the boiler. It's one unit. So by opening, you literally are opening up the valve, which is going to let cold water into the boiler. So cold water now is going to be entering into a kli rishon that's yad soleresbo, that's hot. It's called hot on Shabbos. And that could be bishul daraisa. Right? That's mamish bishul daraisa. Even if it's not on the esh itself, even if the esh is off. Sometimes the boiler is on, sometimes it's off, whatever. But there's boiling water in that vat, and it's a kli rishon. It was on the esh at some point in time. So that would be a problem of bishul daraisa. Right? The opening of the water, opening of the hot water automatically, even if you don't feel hot water coming on your hands, right, it takes a little bit of time, but the opening of the hot water faucet automatically causes cold water to go into the boiler. And you want that to happen. You want that to happen because it's arranged in this way so that there shouldn't be a fire in the house. Right? If you could turn on the hot water and water doesn't go into the boiler, so then you could empty out the boiler, and if the boiler turns on and the fire is heating up the metal, then it'll burn the boiler, right? It could create an explosion. It could create a real problem. So that's the way it's arranged. So when you open up the hot water faucet, you know for sure that water is going in, cold water is going into the boiler, and that's certainly a problem. That's a psik resha. Even though it's a davar shenemar kavan, you could say, I don't care. I just want the hot water here. I want to wash my dishes. I want to wash my hands with hot water. It doesn't matter. Since it's a psik resha that's going to happen, it's not viewed as a davar shenemar kavan. It's viewed as a davar hamachavan, and that's going to be awesome. The question is that there are many other things that we do on Shabbos that also seem to be a psik resha, and the shaila is it really permissible to do these things? L'moshel, right? Let's say you have food in a refrigerator. So can you open up a refrigerator on Shabbos to get the food? What happens when the refrigerator is open, so hot air goes into the refrigerator, and the thermostat picks up on that, and it's going to turn on the compressor, it turns on the motor. So maybe it should be usa to open the refrigerator to get the food, even though I don't care about the compressor really. That's not the ikar of my pa'ula. My pa'ula is I want to open the fridge in order to get out the food, but it's a psik resha that by opening the refrigerator door, the compressor is going to go on. Now the compressor is going to go on. So that's a psik resha. So the chor that should be usa. Chor that should be usa. What's the heter to open up the fridge in order to get food? Let's say a person's walking outside. Right. He passes his neighbors, let's say both neighbors on either side of his home have motion sensors on their lights outside the home. So when he's walking home from shul, right, the shul is on this side or the shul is on that side, it's impossible. You can't walk into your house without the motion sensors turning on the lights on the next door neighbors. So maybe it should be also to come home on Shabbos. Now what's the heter to come home? Right. You know automatically the light is going on. You know automatically. It used to be that they had incandescent lights, so it could be Havara Daraisa. Now the LEDs might only be the Rabbanan, might be a little bit different. But Mamish, there was a Shaila of a Havara Daraisa. That's a psik resha. You know for sure that by walking in front of your home, the lights are going to go on your next door neighbor's home. So what's the heter? Even if you won't have a motion sensor on your home, there are motion sensors all around. So you know that the lights are going to go on. So how's it mutter to walk home? Let's say a person has a surveillance camera in their home. They're afraid of ganavim. They're afraid that people might come. And it's on their own home, right? They definitely want the surveillance camera. So is it mutter to operate the surveillance camera on Shabbos? If it would be us to operate the surveillance camera, and all the ganavim find out that the Jews are not going to operate on Shabbos, so you've sort of lost the point. But they'll do all of the ganavis on Shabbos. So we certainly want the surveillance camera to be operating on Shabbos, but what's the heter? What's the heter? Isn't that a psik resha that you're gonna be tsar tsura? There's a ksiva occurring. There's some kind of malach of kosev that's occurring. I just want to go home. I don't want it to take a picture of me, but the reality is it's going to happen. So it's going to happen. So what's the heter to walk into my home if there's a surveillance camera? The answer to all these shilas is we have to look into this case of Sikresha a little bit more for a few minutes, and maybe that will help us. That will help us. Maybe there are some dispensations, some cases where the klal, the Sikresha, even Reb Shimon is moda that Yechayev, maybe that that klal does not apply. So one issue that the poskim address is, what's the din of Sikresha de lo nichale? Let's say you don't want something to occur, or you don't care that it occurs. And the poskim say that Sikresha de lo nichale or Sikresha de lo ichbasle are basically the same. That even if, it's not that you don't want it, it's not that it's against your will, but you don't really care about it. If you don't care about it, then that's like a psikresha d'lonichle, maybe that's different. The Aruch, right? That's one of the Rishonim. The Aruch was a dictionary. But the Aruch has some comments in there that are halachic in nature. So Tosus in different places, Tosus in Shabbos, and Tosus in Ksubis, they quote the Aruch who says that a psikresha d'lonichle is mutter. Even if we'll say that a psikresha normally is chayiv, but if it's lo nichale, if you don't care about that psikresha, and it's not to your benefit, so then that's going to be mutter. Again, if you're being gorer, the mita kisa v'safsal, let's go back to the case where you're dragging the bench, right? So if the bench is very light and the ground is hard, and it's not likely that it's going to create a chritz in the karkas, that's called a davish shein miskaven. But if the ground is very soft and your bench is very heavy, that's a psikresha. It's a psikresha that it's going to cause the furrow, so that should be a problem. But let's say you're moving the bench in your friend's field, the ka'ovid ba'ara, the chavra, you're doing it in your friend's field, so you don't care. You don't care if there's a harisha. It's good for him. It's good for him to be able to plant grass over there, but you don't care. So if you don't care, that's called a psikresha de lo nichale. Zokta aras, if it's a psikresha de lo nichale, it's mutter. Mutter. Tosis doesn't go that far. Tosus in Shabbos and other places, Tosus says he thinks that a psikresha de lo nichale is not chayev, but it's not mutter either. He says he thinks it's an issur de rabbanim. It's potter aval osa. Why is it an issur de rabbanim? He says, well, if you think about it, it's like a malacha she'en tzricha legufa. Right? You're doing a malacha. There is a certain accomplishment over here, but you're not doing it for that accomplishment. Psikresha is a case where there is a malacha being done, right? There is a malacha being done, but you don't have kavana for that malacha. You're not really doing it for that purpose. So it's like a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So just like a malacha shein tzricha legufa is an issur d'rabbanan, so too, Tosa says, psikresha d'lo nichale should be an issur d'rabbanan as well. Yeah. So regarding opening a refrigerator, the Shmir Shabbos Keilchasa Perek Yud quotes Rav Simcha Zelig. We had Rav Simcha Zelig earlier this year. Right, Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan in Brisk, he wanted to say that opening a refrigerator, I don't know what kind of refrigerators they had in Brisk, but he said opening a refrigerator should be mutter because it's a psikresha lo nichale, and he says we paskin like the Aruch that psikresha lo nichale mutter. The Chiddush, Rav Simcha Zelig's Chiddush. He says we paskin like the Aruch, psikresha lo nichale is mutter, and therefore opening the refrigerator should be mutter because you don't really care. You don't care that the refrigerator is going to go on. You really just care to take out the food. So other posts can say, what does he mean by that? First of all, who says we paskin like the Aruch? The Aruch seems to be a das yachid. It would be more mistabah to paskin like Tosus, not like the Aruch. But even if we paskin like the Aruch, what does he mean that this is a psikresha d'lo nichale? You don't care that the compressor is going to turn on, but if it doesn't turn on, then the food is not going to remain cold. L'chora, what he meant is you don't care that the compressor turns on right now. Now, you want the compressor to turn on at some point in time, but it doesn't have to turn on because you're opening up the door of the refrigerator. Right? L'chor, that's what he meant. But others are not so convinced that you can call that a psikresha d'lo nichale. So even the niyah that he's right, that we paskin like the Aruch, which in itself is a question, but who says that this is a psikresha d'lo nichale? Who says that this should be permissible? Rabbi Ribiad, in his beautiful sefer, his four-volume sefer on Shabbos, in the first chelek, he talks about melechas machsheves, at the end of that chelek. He quotes that a lot of poskim were not at all convinced that it should be mutter to open a refrigerator on Shabbos if the compressor is not on. Many poskim say that you have to wait until the compressor actually goes on. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva like this in the Har Tzvi. Rav Henkin, who was a big poskim in America, also, even though he had stodim lehokel, but he felt medina, one should be machmer. Rav Moshe, in different tshuvas, he says, I don't want to write too much ketzav about this. I don't really want to write a tshuva about this, he says. So the Talmidim said that's because he didn't really think that there was a good cool over here. He really felt that you should only open it when the when the compressor is on. So they really felt that that there's more room to be machmer. And there are such people. There are people who actually only open the refrigerator door when the compressor is on. Nowadays, the shaila has become very different because nowadays many refrigerators have a Shabbos mode. And one of the things that the Shabbos mode does is that it turns the compressor on at random times. So it's not linked to the opening up of the door. So if the turning on of the compressor is not linked to the opening of the door, so the whole shaila is moot, right? Because it's not that you're causing the compressor to go on. It's not a product. It's not a psik reishi at all. It's a davar shein miskaven. So you are bringing in, you know, hot air into the refrigerator, but the fridge is going to turn on at random times. So it's completely not related to your action. So then there wouldn't be a problem with the Shabbos mode refrigerators. I think a lot of poskim are makel to assume that maybe the reason why it's mutter to open the refrigerator door is that we assume that it's only a grumma. It's a psikresha de grumma. That it's not direct causation. It's not like the compressor goes on immediately when you open up the door. It takes a little bit of time. Now the thermostats are much more sensitive. It used to take much longer. It could take a minute or so. It could take a half a minute. You know, so you could open up the refrigerator door, take out whatever you want, close the refrigerator door, and it doesn't go on for a little bit. But some say that if you do a psik resha through grumma, so maybe that's permissible. Maybe that's a room to be mekel. So there are some posts in the taka are mekel. I know people who taka were machmer, who assumed, I don't know what they do with the Shabbos mode. I imagine the Shabbos mode would solve the problem. But for those who don't have a Shabbos mode on their fridge, I know some people who wait till the compressor is on before they take the food out of the refrigerator. So this is one shaila. Yeah, question.
Only when it's 100%. What if it's like 99%? Like, what if it doesn't work? Like, maybe it's possible that you open it and it's broken. Like, it's 99.9% chance that can happen. Is that always?
You assume that the compressor on your fridge, if your compressor on your refrigerator is broken, you would know before Shabbos.
No, I'm saying that there's a possibility that when I open it, that it's broken.
Yeah, but if the possibility is not significant, so we don't take that possibility into account. If it's Karov Levadai, Karov Levadai is as good as Levadai. What's the deal of the motion sensor? Right, let's think of that shaila, the motion sensor. So if it's a chashash of an issur daraisa, you got a real problem over here. Right, you got a real problem. If it's an LED light, it's only a drabonan. So maybe there's room to be makel. Tell you why there's room to be makel. Because even if we'll be machmer like Tosfos against the Aruch, that psikreshid lo nichle is an issur drabonan, the Tosfos has another kula. Tosfos says that psikreshid lo nichle by an issur drabonan, maybe there's room to be makel. Right, Tosfos, we're not going to get involved in the case. It's a little complicated. But Tosfos says that even if I'll tell you that it's asur midrabanan to do a psik resha lo nichalein, but if the isser in question is only an isser drabanan to begin with, so it's like a drabanan on a drabanan, so then Tosfos is willing to be mekel. What's the svar? Why should he say that that's mutim? There are different explanations. Someone has suggested that the whole isser drabanan of psik resha lo nichalein, isser drabanan of Tosfos, is that we're afraid that if we permit you to do a psik resha lo nichalein, you might come to do a psik resha de nichalein. But if the whole Isser is only going to be an Isser Drabbanan, even if you do the Psik Reisha D'Nichole, then Chazal are not going to be Gozer. That whole Gzeira is a Gzeira that we're afraid you might do a Psik Reisha D'Nichole when it's an Isser Daraisa. But if it's only going to be an Isser Drabbanan to begin with, it's like a Gzeira, so to speak, right? It's like a double Drabbanan. So there Chazal are willing to be Mekel. So that could be the Kula. If you're talking about LED lights, if it's only an Isser Drabbanan, so this might be a psik resha de lo nichalei. If it's Yenim's house, right? If it's your next door neighbor's house, so you don't care that the lights go on your next door neighbor's house, as long as you don't have a motion sensor on your own house, right? So that would be permissible, right? That's a psik resha de lo nichalei by an issur d'rabbanan. If it's taka havara mid'rabbanan, and then maybe there's room to be mekel. Rav Shechter wanted to be mekel for a different reason. He develops based on a Rashba. There's an interesting Rashba in Shabbos. So you see, this is a big sugya. There's really a lot to talk about. We just have to discuss it bekitzer over here. But the Mishnah in Shabbos on Daf Kuvav has an interesting case in about the Malacha of Tzeda. And in the midst of that Mishnah, the Mishnah makes a comment that this is like Noel Beso v'nimtza tzvi shomer besocho. Let's say a person locks their home and there's a deer inside the home. So they're over the Malacha of Tzeda, it would seem. But they totally didn't realize that the deer was there. They're locking the home because they don't want someone to come in. Right? They're locking the home for security reasons. But it turns out that the Malach of Tzedah is going to be done. And it sounds from the Mishnah that that's mutter. That if you lock the home for the purpose of security, and Nimtza Tzvi Shomer B'socho, right? Sort of a strange case. I mean, how many people lock their home and a deer is inside? Right? It's pretty scary. Call the cops, right? But, okay, that's the case, right? That you lock a certain that you're locking a shed, and it turns out that the deer is inside, right? So the Mishnah seems to say that that's permissible. There's a whole machlokas where he's shown him what's this case going on, a whole back and forth. The Rashba has a line, he says that in this situation, it could be, even if you know that the deer is there, and you lock the home, you're locking the home not to trap the deer, you don't want to trap the deer. You're locking the home because you have to lock the home for security reasons. The Rashba says, l'chatchila might be mutter to lock the home, even though you know that the deer is going to be trapped inside. So the Pella is, but it's dachah p'sikration. If I know that the deer is inside, it's dachah p'sikration. So how can the Rashba say that it's mutter l'chatchila, as long as you're not doing it for that purpose? So the Avnei Nezer, in one of his tshuvas, he answers that the case of the Rashba, the case of the Mishnah, is where you're not doing a maisa on the deer. There's no maisa tzeda on the deer. Whenever you don't do a maisa beguf hadavar, even if it's a psikresha, it's mutter. Psikresha is only usher if you do a maisa beguf hadavar. So Dr. Shachter, if you think about it, that's the case of the motion sensors. You're not doing a maisa beguf hadavar, you're just walking down the street. The motion sensor is somehow picking up. Like you're not doing a, I mean, I guess you could say you're cutting some beam or something, some laser. Right? There's a sense of it, right? But you're not really doing a maisa beguf hadavar. It's not nika that you're doing a maisa beguf hadavar. So he wanted to say that a psikration, even in the case of a psikration, but if you're not doing a maisa, you're not doing a maisa beguf hadavar, that psikration is going to be permissible. Okay? So according to that, it would come out that even if it's a motion sensor on my home, even if it be a motion sensor on my own home, that would also be mutter, because that's a psikration where I'm not doing the maisa beguf hadavar. That's a big cooler. That's a very big cooler. And that might apply to the surveillance video cameras as well. I mean, the surveillance cameras, there might be room to be megel for a different reason, and that is it might not be a daraisa, right? The kosev. What are we talking about? Kosev. Tzar tzura. Right? Is tzar tzura drawing a picture? Is that really kosev? With Rabbanon, maybe. I mean, that's not real kosev. Kosev means writing letters. So drawing a picture, is that a malach of kosev? According to most we've shown him, that's only an isid rabbanon of kosev. I havara, there's some kind of electrical impulse. Yeah. That's only the rabbanon also. Electricity, bepshuto, is only the rabbanon. It's not a deraisa. The chazanish shows electricity is deraisa because it's like binyan. Right? But we don't, most poskim are not machma for the chazanish. Shlomo Zalman felt electricity is only the rabbanon. So if all you're talking about is the rabbanons, right? Kosev. It's not miskayim anyway, right? It's only on the screen, right? It's only on the screen, but the picture is constantly changing, even if it's saved on the hard drive, but that's not really called, you know, miskayim. You can't really see the picture. It's not really a picture that's miskayim. So we're only talking about the rabbanons over here. We're only talking about the rabbanons. So then it should be mutter to walk into one's own home if there's a surveillance camera, because you don't care that your picture is being taken. You want to make sure that the picture of the thieves, if they come, that their picture is being taken. But you don't care about pictures of people who don't pose a threat to you. So that would be a psikresha d'lo michale. Even if it's an isid rabbanon, even if Tosus will say that it's still asa mid rabbanon, but it's a psikresha d'lo michale by an isid rabbanon. The whole isid to begin with would only be an isid rabbanon. So in such a case, Tosus would be mekel. Right? A psikresha d'lo michale, that's an isid rabbanon. If it's done on something that Bikaron would only have been an Issa Drabana to begin with, Tosfos would say that that's mutter. So maybe it should be permissible to enter into one's home, even though there's a surveillance camera, because the whole malacha, the whole Issa that we're talking about to begin with is only an Issa Drabana, and it's a psikresha d'lonichle, because you don't care that your own picture is being taken, so maybe there's room to be megel. According to Rabbi Shachter, it should be mutter anyway. Right? It should be mutter anyway, because this is a psikresha where you're not doing a maisa beguf hadavar, you're not doing an act on the gufadava, you're just walking. You're walking, and they're taking a picture, but that's not really doing a mice of a gufadava. So maybe that's permissible as well. What's more, it's only a grama. It's a grama, because first you have to walk, and then there's an impulse sent, and you know, it takes time before the picture is made. Yeah, it looks like it's simultaneous, but it's not really simultaneous. It's not the same as the boiler. When you open up the faucet, the hot water faucet in your sink, you automatically, immediately, are opening up a valve. At the same time, there's another valve opening. That's miyad. But here, this is a grumma. It's a grumma that one, that your action is going to cause something else, that there's an electrical impulse sent, and there's a, something else is sent to the camera. And you know, ultimately, there's a picture taken. So maybe you could say that that's called a grumma. If that's a grumma, then secretion through a grumma should also be permissible. Okay, so there are different coolness that the post can employ to try to be lenient in these circumstances, but I think the most important thing is to realize that there's a shaila. Sometimes, you know, with the new contraptions that they make, so people just don't realize that there are shailas that you have to ask. And not every situation, you know, ends up, not every shaila ends up with a kula. So the most important thing is to understand the principles, to understand the idea of Dov Hashem Niskaven, to understand there's a concept of psikreshe. Sometimes psikreshe delo nichale will be mokal, sometimes it's not mokal. So if a person understands the principles, then they're able to ask the shaila properly. If you can ask the shaila, then hopefully we'll get the right tshuva, and we'll be able to act in the proper fashion. So,